What about the stuff you use to make bread rice that comes in a little packet?
Yeah, your yeast cakes.
And what do you call the parts of the inside of an egg?
The yolk.
And what else?
The whites, you mean?
The egg.
Or the enzyme? The whites,
yes.
And the yolks?
And the color of the yolk, what color would you say that
it's
is?
It's an orange color to me, I would say.
And if you cook eggs in hot water, what do you call that?
Boiling the eggs.
Yeah.
And what about if you crack them first and drop it in the hot water?
Is that what they call the poached eggs?
I don't
crack
know.
Them first. I usually boil them or broke them. I think a poached egg, they call it, is cooked in hot water, isn't it?
That's
what
but
you
then?
Break it out completely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what anything about cracking one. And
well, that's what I meant, is
oh,
to break it out.
Damn it.
If you keep meat too long, you say it's done what?
Tainted.
Tainted? And let's see, after you milk, the first thing you have to do to get the impurities out.
Milk?
Yes.
Or
sterilize it?
Well, it has to be sterilized and pasteurized. And
well, I mean, I never knew anything of a process like that because, you know, people used to drink raw milk.
But did they drink it like straight from the cow, or did they do something first to clean it up a little bit?
Nothing but
There's
strain
nothing, no
strain
way
it.
You can clean it up. You got to be clean from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be clean from the beginning and strain it. You strain your milk
mm-hmm.
when you come from the cow with it.
What do you call a thing like a fruit pie, except it's real deep and you'd have several layers of fruit and you'd have pastry between the layers?
That's a cobbler.
A cobbler? And what about the thing you'd make with milk or cream and sugar and nutmeg and put it over a pie or something like that?
Well, he was telling you a while ago, the only thing I've ever heard of that was that, what they call the cottage cheese now, but in a long time back it was called curd.
Well, I'm thinking about the sweet stuff that you would
use.
Meringue, that,
oh,
that's something like
yeah,
that.
You use the whites what of
is?
The eggs.
Well,
I didn't know it was milk.
Well,
make
would you use one?
Now, eggs and sugar, and flavoring if you want to add flavor to your meringue.
If you eat a little bit between meals, what do you call that?
Snack.
Snack.
Is what I call it.
And the stuff people generally drink for breakfast?
There's a drink for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Well, coffee mostly. Once in a while a glass of Tang or something like that.
Orange juice, and you drink fruit juices for breakfast.
Fruit juices.
If you're going to make coffee, you say, I'm going to go do what?
I'm going
to perk a pot of coffee.
Perk a pot.